are listening to KVSF 101.5, The Voice of Santa Fe. This is New Mexico Film Works. I am Lindsay Valdez, your host today. And I'm here in the studio with the founder and president of Kids First, Rani Levy. Rani, thanks for being here today.
Thanks for inviting me. It's great to be here on this beautiful spring day.
It is so nice today. I couldn't believe it. What's up with that snow last week? And now it's like I'm walking around with no coat on. I'm curious about, I've looked at your website and you've done some really amazing things. When did you, well, first tell us about Kids First. When did you start it? Why did you decide to start it?
Well, this was started in 1991 as a children's media advocacy organization to really help parents and caregivers and kids sort out the wheat from the chaff in terms of children's programming. At that time, we were focused on videos because that was sort of the thing at that time. Since then, we've expanded into film and television and apps and screenplays. Probably our major focus is really on feature films that we evaluate, endorse, and review.
Okay, and so 1991, so you've been at this for a long time, and that's really exciting to announce you've got over 7 million viewers each month for your blog.
Our film critics program is, we've always had kids engaged in reviewing films for us, and 4 years ago, we started a program that we call our Kids First Film Critics to really take the kids front and center. And we do a search every year to find kids from all over the country, including Santa Fe, who will serve for a year as a film critic. And then those children we send out to premieres, press screenings, press junkets. They meet and interview celebrities. They review films before they come out. And then those reviews now reach an audience of over 7 million through our, we have broadcast, print, and online partners, our latest of which is Huffington Post, which
is huge.
Yes, we just got that approved. I mean, we've only been working on that for a year and a half. You know, the one thing I can say to people about nonprofits is, you know, I always said in the beginning, give us 20 years and we'll be an overnight success.
There you go. And I think that's the frustrating case for so many out there. But you've made it literally an overnight, since 1991, but it is such a successful program.
It is. And I'm thrilled to see how getting the kids engaged like we do as film critics, for me, kind of took the organization back to where we started, having the kids very involved. And I personally work with our film critics every day. We have 24 right now from all over the country. And I mean, these kids are going out and watching sometimes two or three films a week, you know?
Wow.
And going to press junkets. I have to laugh. One of our kids, Jerry Orr, is from LA, who's 12 going on 40, I'd say. His goal is to be the next Steven Spielberg. Has interviewed Morgan Freeman three times in the last month.
Wow. Okay.
And the last time, Morgan walks up to him and goes, Jerry, you're here again today? Okay.
That's awesome. So you're able to make these connections for the kids and create this amazing experience and resume builder. And
yep. The kids get IMDb credit for the reviews that they do. Many of my kids in LA and in New York too, to some degree, are aspiring young actors or directors. They want to be in the film business in some way, shape or form. So it's a great opportunity for them to get engaged. We have another one of my kids, again from LA, Kiefer Blakesley, who's 13, will be on the Google Plus Hangout for Spider-Man 2. The week after next, April 21st. Are you familiar with those Google Plus hangouts?
Yes.
Are?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they have the cast and the director, and I don't know who all else will be in San Francisco at Google's headquarters in a sound studio. And then they have six kids that they've selected from all around the world, because Spider-Man is a big international franchise, really. who will be asking questions. They're like on little pop-ups at the bottom of the screen. So Kiefer will be at a studio on the Sony lot asking questions.
What? So. That, I'm amazed at the opportunity these kids are getting. What's the age group?
It's 7 to 16.
Okay.
And I have 7-year-olds who will just rock your boat. They're amazing. I was just talking with a friend of mine, Trish McCarty, who runs the Starshine schools in Phoenix, and they're expanding into New Mexico next year. And I said, you know, Trish, you wouldn't believe I have 7-year-olds writing 400-word reviews. She goes, I'm not sure our kids could do that.
Wow.
I went, they can. I teach them how to use an audio recorder to record themselves, and then their parent helps to edit it. And la voila, you know?
So I want to go back. What motivated you to start this nonprofit? I mean, how did you get going with this?
I think it's sheer insanity.
I think so.
Well, I've been a teacher. I've also...
Okay, that's what I was wondering. Yeah, is like, I've she's got to be a teacher.
I also was... I produced a television show back in the day, and then worked for a company in Santa Fe that did film production and distribution called One West Media, which is has not been around for many, many years. So I sort of put together those different components along with colleagues of mine to say, you know, there's no direction. And like I said, we started, our focus was on home videos. There's no way for parents to figure out what's really worth buying. They make, we did a study. Most people did their buying based on marketing. And you all know we can market anything
and make it look absolutely make it amazing.
Look good. So we needed something that gave an authentic evaluation and recommendation. And there was a process in place for that in the educational film market, which I had worked in for several years, but not in the home market, not for entertainment properties. And so we sort of put two and two together and put together an amazing advisory board. I had a co-founder who was based out of LA. I would spend 1 week a month in LA. She would spend 1 week a month here. She left after a year and said, this is too hard.
It's so much work. I mean, I've seen you know, the work that's gone into other nonprofits, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, how do you stay motivated to continue? Because it's just constant you know, effort to keep it going.
Well, I think it's like any other business, really, is how you have to approach it. You know, nonprofit is not a business plan. It's simply a tax status. And your point of being in business is to provide a particular service. You know, in this case, it's an educational service. But you have to be smart about running it like a business. We, over the years, we have had to get rid of some board members who felt that we should be doing things that there was no funding for. And my line became, I think you're a problem.
Well, you know, and I think with nonprofits, one of the best, you have to have that business sense to be able to make it successful.
True.
And so you have to be able to make those decisions. And when it comes to funding, that can really...
Well, it's
difficult.
The same thing with the film critics as well. I tell them that when they come on board with us that I say point blank, this is not really a career path for you because there are only 30 paid film critics in the country. So don't think that you're going to become one of those. But it gives you an insight into the film business. That would open your eyes to many other opportunities in the film business. It gives you a chance to meet people, to get involved in films in a variety of ways. And it translates to any other business. I mean, when you're learning how to write your own opinions, to defend them with other people, to debate. I mean, We also produce a weekly radio show with the kids. Mm-hmm. So they're talking with each other from all over the country. They're learning to be on camera. You know, those are all skills that are very much lifelong skills that translate to
definitely
any job.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Randy, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and I want to talk more about, you know, how you were able to, you know, how kids can apply for this, where your kids are located. You mentioned across the country, so we'll talk more about that. So we're here talking with Randy Levy of Kids First, the founder and president, and we will continue learning more about what she does with Kids First and how she's expanded over the years. So we will be right back. You are listening to KVSF 101.5, The Voice of Santa Fe. This is New Mexico Filmworks.
Viva Toyota Santa Fe has the largest selection of quality used vehicles. Shop the lot online at VivaToyotaSantaFe.com. We're here to wow you.
The Genoveva Chavez Community Center is your family fitness and fun center. Get ready for the Earth Day celebration on Sunday, April 27th from 10 till 2. Activities for the whole family include free tree saplings, solar ovens, slackline, archery, music, dance, leave no trace games, and more. Find out more about your community recreation center and this year's Earth Day celebration. Just go to ChavezCenter.com.
Centipedes, spiders, and mice like to stay warm, and many have moved inside your home and your business. Get rid of them now. Call the pros at New Mexico Pest Control, serving Santa Fe and northern New Mexico for over 60 years. Call or go online at NewMexicoPestControl.com.
This is Chuck Simcoe, owner of New Mexico Pest Control. We provide green service by using environmentally sensible approaches. At New Mexico Pest Control, the bug stops here.
How would you like to live the life you love and not the one you feel limited to? Hi, this is Mark Perry, certified hypnotherapist, life fulfillment coach, and host of A Matter of the Mind. Join me Saturday mornings at 10, right here on Talk 1260 KTRC. Each week we explore ways you can start living the life you love. To find out more, log on to amatteroftheMind.com or call me at 920-6149. Living your best life is a matter of the mind, every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Turn your associate's degree into a bachelor's degree at Northern New Mexico College in Española. Located less than 30 minutes from Santa Fe in the heart of Northern New Mexico, Northern offers more than a dozen high-demand four-year degrees, including environmental science, engineering, RNBSN, business, and education. Small classes and affordable tuition make Northern the perfect place to experience the personal satisfaction and life-changing opportunities that come with an advanced degree. For more information, visit www.nnmc.edu.
Hi, Jim. What's going on?
Oh, hi, the sun. Not much. Just standing here holding up this wall.
Why?
Well, I need to do some repairs on my house. New roof, swamp cooler. And, well, this wall is falling down, too.
You know, if you install a solar energy system from AM Energy on your new roof, you can earn 40% in tax credits on the solar and also some on the cost of the roof. And they'll give you a free estimate.
That's great, the sun. Can you hand me the phone? I really can't leave this wall.
Call 424-1131 or visit amenergysolar.com. AM Energy, official sponsors of The Sun.
Chip and Dale's are coming to Casino Hollywood April 23rd. Don't miss your chance to see our 35th anniversary celebration. Our show is a perfect blend of hot dancing, music, teasing, and there is definitely something for anyone 18 and over. The Chippendales 35th Anniversary Party is at Casino Hollywood April 23rd. Tickets on sale now at Casino Hollywood or holdmyticket.com.
Hit it big at Hollywood.
Cuts R Us is the place to rock a new look. Discount pricing every Tuesday on all cuts, $7.95. When you enhance your look with color, the cut is free. Add highlights and the color is free. Stop at Cuts R Us, where you'll find many specials on Zaffirano Drive across from Lowe's, or visit the Cerrillos Road location across from the Indian School. Come rock a new look at discount prices at Cuts R Us, Santa Fe.
Smoked mozzarella, creamy pesto, crostini, Tuscan meatloaf. Fritz Holland here, owner of Mangiamo Pronto, inviting you to join us for a taste of Tuscany right here in Santa Fe. We're also open for breakfast, Italian espresso, appetizing frittatas,
And for lunch, grilled panini, house-made pizza. For fine Italian comfort food, plus wines, beers, and cordials, enjoy Mangiamo Pronto at the corner of Old Santa Fe Trail and Alameda.
You are listening to KVSF 101.5, The Voice of Santa Fe. This is New Mexico Film Works, and I'd like to thank Hutton Broadcasting for bringing this show to you every Thursday at 11 o'clock. And don't forget that you can stream this show live at santafe.com and also listen to previous shows via podcast. Podcast at santafe.com. So we've been here talking with Rani Levy of Kids First. She's the founder and president of the Kids First nonprofit. And so she has this amazing group of kids that they're film critics. And this program was started back in 1991 and has just grown and grown and grown to the point where she mentioned that one of her kids was able to interview Morgan Freeman, was it, three times, and she even has seven-year-olds that are doing interviews and writing reviews. So very, very cool. So Rani, I wanted to just learn more about how you go about recruiting kids for the program. How do they apply? You mentioned you have kids coming or that are involved with this from all over the country. So how does that work?
Good question. We do a search for kids. We do an annual search every fall. And then throughout the year, we do some local searches in certain particular cities, Santa Fe being one of them. Mm-hmm. So right now, we are in the middle of our local search. So anybody from Santa Fe can go to our website, just click on the banner ad that's on the homepage, and that talks about the search, and then there's a landing page that tells you everything that you have to know, which is very simple. You watch one film and you send us both a written review and a videotape review, and all the instructions are there step by step, just like a cookbook.
And tell our listeners what's your website?
Oh, right. Good question. It's kidsfirst.org. Kids. Not .com, .org.
Okay, kidsfirst.org. And what are the deadlines?
They have until the end of May to enter the local search.
Okay, end of May.
And then this summer we'll be doing some Kids First Film Critics boot camps around the country. We have three established right now. We have several more that are still in the negotiation phase, but we're doing one in the Washington, D.C. area, if people have friends and family there. It'll be held at the Discovery Channel headquarters in Silver Spring the week of July 14th.
Okay.
So it's a week-long boot camp from 9 till 4:30 every day.
And what kind of things are you doing during the boot camp?
The kids watch films. They critique them. They learn how to write reviews. They also critique them on camera. They learn on camera skills. We have talent that comes in and talks to them. We have actors, directors, other film critics that come in and address the kids. We do a mock red carpet with the kids. It is a lot of fun. They work hard, but they love it. It's open to kids between the ages of 11 and 15. And then we have.
I was going to send you my four-year-old.
Well, I would love him in a couple of years.
He thinks he knows everything about movies.
I'm sure he does. Let's see. We also have a boot camp going on in the New York area, in Brooklyn, actually, at the Zing Revolution headquarters, which is in the Army Terminal building where Elvis was inducted.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
How's that for history? And the last one will be in L.A. On the Warner Brothers lot. So we have those three. And then, like I said, we have several more that we're still figuring out. We are going to do one in Santa Fe next summer at the Santa Fe Community College.
Okay, that was my next question. So coming summer, you'll do do you know what month about?
No, we haven't designated the month.
Okay, well, we'll bring you back on the show when it gets closer.
That would be great.
And don't forget to contact us, and we'll get it on the website. And
maybe have some of the kids from the boot camp come on.
Yeah. Oh, that would be so much fun. So where are the kids located? Just all over the place?
Our critics. Okay, let's see. I have 14 in LA alone.
Okay.
And why? Because they enter the competition.
Yeah.
Also, we do a big push in LA because a lot of the live events that they go to take place.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of resources for them.
There are. And then I have a group of kids in New York, New Jersey, the greater New York area. I have one in Atlanta, three in Orlando, one in Tampa, two in San Diego, one in Denver, and let's see. Oh, I have one in Chicago, one in Houston.
Wow. And so how do you, this has got to be hard narrowing it down. How many applicants do you usually get?
It varies. It's usually 1 to 200 all the time.
Wow. So, and it's got to be so much fun watching their videos and reading their. That would be so
fun. They're limited to 2 minutes on their application video.
Okay.
So they have to be able to get it all in really fast, which is what we do. All of our reviews are about 2 minutes in length. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's, you know, the attention span.
So do you give them a film to review? Do you assign something for the application, or do they get to pick whatever they want?
There are five films that they can choose from, and they're all major studio films that have just come out either theatrically or to DVD. I don't remember which five that we have in there right now. I know Frozen is one of them because everybody's reviewing Frozen.
My son knows the lyrics to every song from that film.
Probably learned them before you did, right?
No, he didn't. No. Yeah. I love that movie.
Yeah. We had a group of kids. We did a boot camp in L.A. last November, December, last fall. And it was the week before Frozen came out, so part of the boot camp we got to take the kids over to the Disney lot and have them see an advanced screening of Frozen. They were
thrilled.
And I managed to get all the parents in as well.
So the kids are required, they do some traveling, and do you ever have a meet together in one place?
You know, they do some traveling. Mostly the parents take them. We don't have the funding to support that.
Yeah.
Occasionally, if the studio wants somebody in a certain location, and they do watch our kids' reviews, so they'll specify a particular child to go to an event, and they'll cover their travel and transportation.
Yeah.
So, but 9 times out of 10, they're watching advanced screenings in the city where they live. And it's either a live screening at a local theater, or sometimes we'll send them DVDs or give them an online screen. It just depends on the situation.
And so then they have a certain deadline for each review that they're assigned.
Right, yeah.
So that's a good
48
experience,
hours.
Too.
They have to finish it within 48 hours.
All right.
Because we're working on new releases, and, you know, they may see a film on a Monday or a Tuesday that comes out on Friday, and we have to release those reviews on Thursday.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and what a great experience again for these kids. So we've been talking with Rani Levy. And Rani, I'd just like to thank you for coming in. This is such a great program. And so definitely come back in the summertime when you have the boot camp here. And just to remind all the listeners out there, if you have kids in New Mexico that might be interested in this program, they can go to kidsfirst.org to apply. And the deadline is May, right? So it's okay. I want to make sure I have it all correct. So it's coming up quickly. So if you have kids that are interested in being film critics, this would be a great opportunity for them. And your age range is 7 to 16 years old. Okay. And then the boot camp that's happening this summer is 11 to 15 years old.
Right.
So, okay. Well, You're welcome back anytime, and keep us posted on everything you're doing. If you have any questions about this program, again, you can go to kidsfirst.org. We will be right back, and you are listening to KVSF 101.5, The Voice of Santa Fe. This is New Mexico Filmworks.
Hi, it's Ray Post of All Things Real Estate, heard every Sunday for 2 hours, starting at noon, Mountain Time, on 1260 AM, 101.5 FM, and on ATREradio.com. We'll tackle important real estate issues and invite you to text us with your own questions at 505-989-8900 or email them to rpost@atreradio.com. So join us every Sunday at noon for All Things Real Estate, the best place for real estate news and commentary.
Susan here from Susan's Fine Wine and Spirits. Michael, it's April already, and you know what that means?
Allergies?
Yes, but also, it's our annual ham, lamb, and spam tasting. Every year at this time, we celebrate fruity whites and light reds that pair perfectly with the traditional meals of Passover, Easter, and Pascha. Ham, lamb, and...
spam, 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 spamity spam!
So come to our wine tasting on Friday, April 11th at Susan's Fine Wine and Spirits.
Spam, 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 spam.
Join me, Lisa C., Friday, April 11th from 10 to 2 at the Santa Fe Community College's annual Fantastic Futures Career Fair. This event includes recruiters, employers, colleges, and job search services. Come dressed to impress and bring your resume. This event is free to the public. Stop by the Hutton Broadcasting booth and find out about careers in radio at the Santa Fe Community College's annual Fantastic Futures Career Fair. See you Friday, April 11th from 10 to 2.
Janice Lucero, owner of MVD Express. Incognito at the ballpark.
Janice!
Serve your MVD Express needs!
Giant voice of the Topes!
Do people know how important it is to have the information current on their driver's license before showing it this season? And having their boat and vehicle registration?
MVD Express handles it quick and easy!
Mess up on those and it's the old ball game.
Right! Ball game!
Ball game! And the isotopes are up.
MVD Express, get in, get down, get going.
Visit MVDExpress.com for the location near you.
Janice Lucero from MVD Express. And that would be the parent of a teenage soon-to-be driver. Thanks to MVD Express, one part that isn't scary is the graduated licensing. From the written test through the three Ps, permit, provisional, and permanent licenses. MVD Express makes the process easy. So take some of the drama out of teen driving. Some of it.
MVD Express, get in, get down, get going.
Not all MVD stores are created equal. Look for the big green sign. 11 locations, including 850 St. Michael's Drive in Santa Fe.
The Santa Fe Chamber of Commerce works for over 900 members by helping to create a stronger local economy, promoting the community, providing networking opportunities, and representing business issues through lobbying and political action. Here's Chamber President Simon Brackley to tell you more.
Expose your business, find a job, learn from experts, enjoy entertainment, grow your network. Don't miss the 2014 Business Expo and Job Fair on April 10th from 10 to 4 at the DeVargas Center. The Santa Fe Chamber invites all to attend this fun event. Admission is free. Limited table space can be reserved through the Santa Fe Chamber of Commerce at 988-3279 or santafechamber.com/events. Title sponsors include Century Bank, U.S. Bank, the Santa Fe New Mexican, and Hutton Broadcasting.
Keep up to date on everything the Chamber is doing for the business community and find out how you can get involved at santafechamber.com or call them at 988-3279.
Diamonds, chocolate, dresses, and turquoise. Jewel Mark, Jacqueline's Place, and Cafe Greco on Canyon Road. At Jewel Mark, we'll find you the perfect Gucci, Roberto Coin, or custom jewelry. Hungry? Cafe Greco serves up homemade pozole, salads, paninis, and their green chili cheeseburger. Walk into Jacqueline's Place for the coolest new trends in clothing, accessories, and museum-quality Native American jewelry. Jewel Mark, Jacqueline's Place, Cafe Greco. Once you step into our world, you will want more. 233 Canyon Road.
You are listening to KVSF 101.5, The Voice of Santa Fe. I'm Lindsay Valdez. This is New Mexico Film Works, and we are back here in the studio. We have two guests from New Mexico Women in Film. We have Linda McDill and Shalene Bridge. So thank you both so much for coming here today. And you have an event coming up Sunday, so that's part of what we're going to talk about. And so I'd like to first, you know, talk about what New Mexico Women in Film does. What's your role in the state? And I understand you do a lot of events and
we do a monthly event. Yes, we're an organization statewide, but we're part of an international organization of women in film around the world. And our membership runs around 100 people, 100 men and women, and we do have some men in our organization. And we are all about education and mentorship and encouragement and getting each other excited about working and helping each other get jobs and learn more about what they want to do and what they're doing.
That's great. And actually, we were just talking with Kids First and just such a cool program for kids. And now we're going to, you know, just another extension of just so many opportunities available for New Mexicans and within the film industry. And I'm sure, so with the Gina Davis Institute, I was reading about some of the things that GDI has done. And does that tie into what you do as well, kind of with gender and media? And
very similar. Okay. Very similar. And in fact, we've been working to see if we can get Gina Davis here.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yes.
She's been here.
We've been talking about it for a couple of years. Yeah. To get her here. And
yeah, I was just reading up on some of the things that she's done as far as women and how they're portrayed in the media and
misrepresentation.
Really interesting, because something I hadn't really thought about, but then once I was like, oh my gosh, yeah, this is really, you know, it's really interesting, some of the issues she's brought up. So can you tell us a little bit about the events that you do each month? What types of events?
Sure. We do something different every month that's educational or networking. And we have a networking section, you know, networking time in every event that we do. But we do a monthly meeting. And what did we do last month?
Last month was the International Film Showcase.
Right. We showed a showcase of films from women around the world in honor of International Women's Day. And it's from members of, you know, from Paris, from Israel, from L.A., from Houston, you know, everywhere, that have put films into this international showcase. And this month, we're doing I'm going to let Shalene talk about this, but we're doing a fabulous panel discussion.
Okay.
And take it away, Shalene.
Alrighty. Yeah, so the event this Sunday is the Art and Technique of the Director-Editor Collaboration. And so we have a panel of six of us. Myself, I'm an editor, a local editor in New Mexico, and I've worked with Aimé Brewster Barry on a couple of films. And so we'll be talking about The Young Ancestors. That's a feature-length documentary we cut a couple of years ago. And then there will be Diana Taylor and David Leitch. They're working together on a film about her grandmother, Dorothea Lange, the famous photographer. Mm-hmm. So they're doing that. And then Lisa Lucas and Sarah Gartner. So they're a team that had worked on Fan Addicts for a Reels channel. So we'll be just sitting there talking about that collaboration and, you know, what's involved in their type of relationship. So, yeah, it'll be great.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And so tell us the date and times again.
So it's this Sunday at 3 at Lightning Wood Studios.
Okay. Which is now Foxwood.
As soon as I said that, I was like, oh, yeah, it's now Foxwood. Yeah.
So Foxwood Studios. And so the address for that looks like it's 2350 Fox Road, Suite 200 here in Santa Fe.
Right, right. And they can go to our website and get all the information about it in our beautiful new website.
It's great. I saw it.
Shalene designed it. She put it together. She's been working on it for months.
Oh, nice.
It's just beautiful.
Yeah.
So go to our website. It's nmwif.com, which stands for New Mexico Women in Film, and check it out. And
And you can purchase tickets online to the event there,
okay,
too.
And how much are tickets?
$15 for non-members, and it's free for members. So.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so how does someone go about becoming a member of Women in Film?
Well, there are a few ways. We have student members, which is a $25 membership, but you have to have about a current student ID at one of the colleges and in the area. And for a professional member, you have to have a couple of, what do you call it, when someone signs for you?
References.
You have to, yes, I knew that word at one time. You have to have a couple of references, and you have to be pretty well established in the business.
Okay.
We're definitely welcome newbies, but to be a professional member, you need to have a couple of people sign for you that, yes, they're not just a wannabe having fun. Mm-hmm. And then we have corporate memberships for organizations like New Mexico Film Foundation, and a few other organizations and film companies are professional members.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have three categories of membership.
And so someone that is interested can go to your website and get more information.
Get more information, and also you can sign up on the website. In fact, that's the best way to do it.
Oh, okay. And you had mentioned that, so you have 100 plus members here in New Mexico?
Approximately. It's kind of, you know.
It fluctuates. Yeah.
Fluctuates back and forth, up and down, but generally about 100 members.
Okay.
And we've already planned our May event, which last year was a huge hit, and we're having a Mentor Mania event, and it's like a speed dating style mentor event. And so everybody gets, you have your 1 minute speech ready, you know, to tell what you're working on or what you want to know or what you're doing.
Yeah.
And you go in, we'll have five different mentors, and you have 8 minutes
that
with each one.
That is a really good idea.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
it was
awesome.
So fun last year.
I love that
and
idea.
And we have it's real exciting because you have to be there on time and draw your numbers, and then we ding a bell, and you run to your mentor. And so it's really fun. But we have last year and this year really wonderful
female like
mentors from all over the
for
state.
People to get questions answered all at one time and talk to multiple people.
It is.
Very
so we're
cool.
looking forward to that. And I'm really looking forward to this Sunday. Shalene has put together an amazing panel of powerful people, teams of editor and director. And I think it'll be real interesting to see what the dynamic is, the creative dynamic between them, because a lot of times the director has it in their mind what they want, and the editor has maybe a different idea or a different approach.
I
think it'll be an interesting,
it will be
very interesting panel, and we've already had such a great response to it, and we haven't even had it yet. We're looking forward to a packed house at Foxwood
Studios.
Oh, that's
great. Yeah, I would be there. My dad's actually in town this weekend, so I wish I could go. Maybe I'll take him.
Probably enjoy it, honestly.
Yeah, I think
fun.
He really would.
We have a good time.
I want to know, so you guys just do so much, and you have a number of awards and different things that you do.
We do.
So talk a little bit about that.
We do.
And scholarships, too.
That's right.
Yeah.
We have lots of stuff that we do.
Exactly.
Could talk all day.
Yeah.
We have, every year we give a SAGE award to a woman who has been outstanding in film or TV and has helped women. You know, has been a mentor to women or helped them in some way. And some of our past SAGE Award winners were Shirley MacLaine, Allie McGraw, Ann Lerner.
I just actually heard Convoy, the song, this morning on my way to work.
Oh, how funny.
And I was thinking about it. I used to live in Las Vegas, and they filmed part of it there. And so at the drive-in theater, they would have, you know, some convoys come out and show the film along with Red Dawn.
Oh, how funny. How funny.
Speaking of Allie McGraw.
She is wonderful. She's so supportive. And this past year, in 2013, our SAGE Award recipient was Jo Edna Bolden, who's one of the top casting directors in the state and very esteemed around the country.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were happy. This was our first time, actually, to give a member the Sage Award. The other awards that we have are, we're bringing back the Athena Award. We have a real active screenwriters group that meets every other Monday in Santa Fe. And they have asked that we bring back the Athena Award, which is a screenwriting award. So we'll be rolling this out in May. I may want to come back and talk about
definitely.
This. But we're opening it up to everyone around the state, and you write a short screenplay or a screenplay for a short film up to 10 pages with a woman lead, a protagonist or antagonist. And we have a cash award for the first place, and then other awards for second and third place. And we'll do a table read around the state in different places to cheer on the winner.
Exactly.
I know. And we have a celebrity judge, Helen Jacy from London. We had brought her in last year for Film and Media Day, and she did her specialty is writing about women, and her book is called The Woman in the Story, and which is kind of like a textbook around the film schools around the country. And she's agreed to be our final judge and pick the number one screenplay.
Oh, that's great.
So the Athena Award is coming back this year, and we're excited about
Very
that.
Cool. Yeah, well, I want to get all the details out about that. We're going to take a quick break, but then I want you to go over deadlines and when things happen.
Okay.
So thank you again. We'll be right back. We're here talking with New Mexico Women in Film, our guest today in the studio. You're listening to KBSF 101.5, The Voice of Santa Fe. We'll be right back.
I love meeting at Capitol Grill after the movie. It's so easy to walk over from Regal 14, and there's always someone you know here, too.
Hey, can I join you? I thought I'd order us some excellent Capitol Grill appetizers.
We were saving a spot just for you.
Hey, it's Patrick with the Capitol Grill, inviting you to come on in after a movie, a business lunch, or that special occasion. Still the best bar on the South Side. Late night happy hour Friday and Saturday. The Capitol Grill is the place to be.
Next to the Regal 14 Theaters. See you there.
Make your future happen at New Mexico Highlands University with one of their great programs in business, education, social work, as well as the arts and sciences. New Mexico Highlands ranks number one in student satisfaction and is the most affordable college in the western United States. Highlands offers convenient locations in Rio Rancho, Santa Fe, Española, and Las Vegas, as well as an online MBA program. Find out more about New Mexico Highlands University today by Googling New Mexico Highlands University.
This year, Bike to Work Week is from May 12th to May 16th. Many fun and educational events have been planned. You can look forward to group rides, presentations, festivals, music, giveaways, and a chance to win a Cinelli single-speed urban bicycle. All the details can be found at santafemmpo.org or check out Bike to Work Santa Fe on Facebook.
If you've got a yard, you may plan on digging in it to put in a tree, plant a garden, or install a mailbox. But remember, throughout New Mexico, there are vital utilities like gas and water lines, electric, phone, and TV cables, all buried underground. And if you hit one, you've got trouble, and so do your friends and neighbors. Before you dig, call 811 so facility owners can mark their underground lines. It's easy, and it's the law.
Call 811 before you dig.
Sponsored by NM811 and aired in cooperation with the New Mexico Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm home having dinner with Mom and Dad on the best night of the week, Taco Thursday. Dad wants me to try the latest additions to his hot sauce collection. Good thing I have a Coke.
They named this sauce after Krakatoa, the volcano that exploded, just like your taste buds will.
Oh no.
Let's climb a degree to screaming tonsil. Notice how the bottle is hot to the touch.
Burn.
Now this sauce has no name, only a warning label. In Burmese.
Help!
Would you like some more Coke, honey?
Yes, please. I love Taco Thursdays.
Coca-Cola. Open happiness.
When it comes to getting dinner on the table and making the family happy, we all turn to shortcuts now and then. And my favorite shortcut? Opening up a 12-pack of refreshing Coca-Cola. Just 3 for $11 at your local Smith's. With ice-cold Coca-Cola, a great meal can be a snap and a twist and a pour. Coca-Cola. Open happiness.
Thank you. are listening to KVSF 101.5, The Voice of Santa Fe. This is New Mexico Film Works, and I'm back talking with New Mexico Women in Film guests Linda McDill and Shailene Bridge on all the awesome programs they have going, and they've given us some information on an event that's happening Sunday, so we'll recap on that, a panel that's happening. So Shailene, do you want to just remind us times and location again?
Okay. So we have a panel discussion at Foxwood Studio, and it starts at 3 p.m. It's on the art and technique of the director-editor collaboration. I don't have the address in front of me, but
I have the address. I'll find it.
Go to our website.
Go to the website.
Go to the website.
Yeah, 2350 Fox Road, Suite 200 here in Santa Fe.
Yeah.
All right, and so you wanted to talk a little bit about some scholarship opportunities.
Yes.
Yeah. So every year, New Mexico Women in Film gives out scholarships to members, and we usually do that at the end of the year. So part of that is a potential scholarship awardee would write a proposal. It can be anything of finishing a film, shooting a film, writing, you know, whatever they need to progress in their career. And so we will be doing that at the end of the year. So it's a great opportunity. So to be a member, you know, all you have to do is go to the website and sign up, and you know, we have lots of opportunities.
And the scholarship application, everything, all the resources we'll
announce the scholarship and put
out later,
in the, you know, sometime during the fall.
Gotcha. So
but
this
it's
is
a great opportunity.
Annually.
It's something that we offer to help people. If, like, one of the scholarships this year she got the scholarship last year, but it's going to happen this year. She's going to Los Angeles to take classes with a real famous acting coach.
Okay.
And so paying for that.
Oh, how wonderful.
She's paying for other things, but that allowed her, you know, to go. And someone else, Anne Bromberg, has a film that she started, a documentary that she started in Africa last year.
Mm-hmm.
And we awarded her money to finish the film.
Mm-hmm.
Someone else, we paid, New Mexico Women in Film is paying for her crew. Which happened to be New Mexico Women in Film members that she was using. So
nice.
We were excited about that worked out. But
so
it's really a wonderful scholarship program.
Yeah, definitely. When you fund various projects, for example, this film in Africa, will you then do an event once the film is completed to showcase what they've done and how the scholarship has assisted them with that?
Yes, we've asked everybody who's gotten a scholarship to do something back to the to the organization to show what they did. So like Vivian Nesbitt, who owns Soul Acting Academy in Albuquerque, got the scholarship to go to LA and study with this famous acting coach.
Yeah.
So she's going to come back, and she'll bring that back not only to Soul Acting Academy, but to New Mexico Women in Film.
Very cool.
So she'll
and
do
share
something
what
for that.
She's
absolutely.
Learned
and we're hoping everybody that we helped with their scholarship, to finish their film, we'll enter it in the International Film Showcase next year. So we're working on that. But it's a great perk for being a member. In fact, that's how I ended up being president, was I got a scholarship a couple of years ago to go to a convention in LA.
Mm-hmm.
And so I came back and said, what can I do to give back to the organization? And they said, well, why don't you volunteer to be on the board or run for the board.
Yeah.
And after I was on the board for a couple of months, the president had to step down and ask me if I would take over. So be careful what you volunteer for.
I know, right?
Oh my God.
But it's an honor.
Yeah. It's an honor to do this.
Yeah.
So, and tell us about, you mentioned that you have networking opportunities. I just want to kind of go over some of the benefits of being a member of New Mexico Women in Film. So you've talked about all these great events that you do.
We do a monthly event, and it's educational, but during the first 30 to 45 minutes of every event, we have networking. We have like tea and cookies or sandwiches or something, and people come early and to talk, and we have a table that everybody can put out their business card or their latest project or you know, whatever is going on. And so definitely that's a great, great perk. And I wanted to say also one of our main things is raising money every year for the scholarships. So we do a couple of fundraising events every mm-hmm. year. We do a big one in October
okay.
every year, and then we do one in the summer. And every month, the money from our guests goes toward our operating fund and also into our scholarship fund. So
nice. And so what are the events, the fundraising events, what have you done in the past?
Well, the past couple of years, we've done La Posada hosted us. Mm-hmm. They hosted the entire party. We charged $25 or $30 entry fee, and we had tons
of lot of people last year.
Yes, and then tons of people and tons of door prizes, mm-hmm. like tickets to theaters, show ticket, festival tickets, dinners at fine restaurants, weekends at hotels, that kind of thing. We had lots of those. Everybody we called and asked to donate something, they did. And then this past year, in at Loretto, mm-hmm. gave us the party, threw the party for us, which was
cool.
Fantastic.
And beautiful hotels.
Yes. And we've already had a call from, I can't divulge it yet, but from a new hotel in town who has said that they would like to
Great.
Throw
well,
the party
sure
this year.
Get in touch with us when you know.
And we're going to set the date this summer, but it'll be in October again. And then we had a fun party this summer at the Mineshaft Tavern in Madrid. And as a little summer fundraiser. And that was a lot of fun.
Well, this is very cool. And so, again, for those of you out there that are interested in becoming members, you can go to NMWIF. Again, I can't talk today. I've already said that once today. NMWIF.com to get more information.
See our beautiful new website.
And just tons of information that you'll find on the website about upcoming events. And again, New Mexico Women in Film does an event every month. And so this month's event is coming up this Sunday. So don't miss that and make sure you go to their website to get more information. Is there any last things? We have like one more minute. Any last things you'd like to say?
I would like to say something. We have a new board of directors.
Okay.
And I'm so excited and proud of the 11 women, 10 women plus myself. I'm proud of me too, that they all.
Definitely.
Oh my gosh. And it is such a wonderful new board and all the new ideas and everybody's jumped in. So it's going to be a spectacular year.
Very cool. All right. Well, we've been talking with Linda McDill and Shailene Bridge of New Mexico Women in Film. And don't forget to go to nmfilm.com, visit our Facebook page, New Mexico Film, to keep up on everything that's going on with the film office. You are listening to KVSF 101.5, The Voice of Santa Fe. We will be back next Thursday at 11 o'clock, streaming live at santafe.com. This is New Mexico Film Works. Until it's gone. It all happens for a reason, even when it's wrong. Especially when the Voice of Santa Fe is KVSF FM 101.5 Pecos Santa Fe. Streaming on santafe.com.